from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Mason, August 16th. Five things on the tape worth your attention this morning. Let's get into it. First, from Forbes Business. Georgia Ponzi scheme sentenced to 20 years for $380 million fraud. Todd Burkhalter, the CEO of Georgia-based financial advisory group Drive Planning LLC, was sentenced on August 14th to 20 years in prison by U.S. District Court Judge Tiffany Johnson on charges related to his orchestrating the largest Ponzi scheme in Georgia history, through which he scammed more than 2,000 investors out of approximately $380 million. Judge Johnson rejected the U.S. attorney's plea bargained recommendation of a 17-1-2-year prison sentence. Next, second, from Forbes Business. Trump tests birthright citizenship again after Supreme Court loss. President Donald Trump has recently made another run at birthright citizenship. He may be entitled to dislike the Supreme Court's answer, but he is really not entitled to keep fidgeting with it as though a constitutional Supreme Court judgment were merely the negotiating position. On June 30, in Trump v. Barbara, the Supreme Court held that children born in the United States to parents who are unlawfully or temporarily present are subject to the jurisdiction of the United States and therefore citizens at birth under the 14th Amendment. The judgment was 6-3. Up next, third, from Forbes Business. Iran tells Trump, accept the reality he can't make Strait of Hormuz U.S. territory. Iran pushed back on President Donald Trump's insistence that the Strait of Hormuz would become a U.S. territory, accusing Trump of fanciful delusions and declaring that the Strait will remain under Iran's control. And then, fourth, from Forbes Business, NYT Connections hash 1,162 hints and answers for Sunday, August 16. Another Sunday and another tricky NYT Connections to solve. If you're looking for help with today's puzzling NYT Connections puzzle, this guide is here to help with some extra clues and every connection for the yellow, blue, green and purple groups. This is a very tricky connections today, so we'll get right to it. Of course, I have to point you toward my friendly neighborhood streaming guide so that you know what shows and movies to watch this evening when you're all done exploring the great outdoors and solving all your NYT puzzle games. Next, fifth, from Forbes Business. An Iranian embassy pushed the social media conspiracy that White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt resigned from her job this week because President Donald Trump left her on the plane he evacuated in Turkey to evade an alleged threat from Iran, but it's unlikely she was actually on the so-called decoy flight. Iran embassy claims Karoline Leavitt resigned because of decoy plane betrayal, but it's unlikely she was on jet. The embassy of Iran in South Africa posted a photo of Leavitt on X Saturday and commended her resignation, writing, "Betrayal is awful. When your boss betrays you and sends you in danger while he escapes in a food truck, you lose all hope for camaraderie." On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. Up next, sixth, from Forbes Business. Dillian Brooks extended by Phoenix Suns utilizing Larry Bird exception. Honix Matishbia, the majority owner of the Suns and Mercury, recently found himself in a precarious financial situation because of multimillions of dollars lost and recouped through his company, United Wholesale Mortgage. That didn't stop the Suns from using the NBA's famous Larry Bird exception to extend forward Dillian Brooks by 3 years, $73 million, even though the club is well above the league's salary cap of $165 million. The Suns, according to Spotrack, are at $240.9 million, $80 million above the cap and well beyond what the league calls its second financial apron. And then, seventh, from Forbes Business. Teseki and Big Lex fight might be stealing the show in Atlanta. Have Teseki and Big Lex stolen the show from Ray J and Orlando Brown as the primary undercard attraction in Atlanta on Saturday night? We might need to ask if the ladies have taken some of the spotlight away from the main event, which features Clarissa Shields chasing unified middleweight titles against Kay Scott at the State Farm Arena. In any case, this Atlanta fight night is blazing hot and Teseki and Big Lex have carved their piece of the pie. Let's talk boxing. Teseki vs. Big Lex. Key facts: fight Teseki vs. next. 8th, from Forbes Business. NYT Pips hints, answers and walkthrough for Sunday, August 16. Looking for help with today's NYT Pips puzzles? You've come to the right place. Not only will you find strategies below, but full answers for each daily trio of Pips puzzles and a full walkthrough for the hard Pips. Looking for Saturday's Pips? Read our guide right here. In Pips, you have a grid of multi-equals colored boxes. Each colored area represents a different condition that you have to achieve. you have a select number of dominoes that you have to spend filling in the grid. You must use every domino and achieve every condition properly to win. There are easy, medium, and difficult tiers. Up next, 9th, from Forbes Business. Today's Wordle hash 1884 hints and answer, Sunday, August 16. Looking for help with today's Wordle? In this guide, we have some extra hints and clues to help you on your path to Wordle victory, plus a fun bonus Wordle to solve while you're at it. The answer is below as well, plus some Wordle bot analysis and plenty more. Lazy Sunday means we get to just solve puzzles and then read through my friendly neighborhood streaming guide for all the best shows and movies you can watch while being lazy all day long. Doing nothing, just watching the telly and doom scrolling. And then, 10th, from Forbes Business, Ray J gets redemption against Orlando Brown, and it was hilarious. What did you expect? Ray J defeated Orlando Brown via unanimous decision. It wasn't pretty and it was more comedy than competition. I hope you weren't expecting anything else. The two men didn't appear to take it overly serious and both likely walked away with a nice payday as the State Farm Arena appeared to be packed for the Zeus Promotions event that served as the appetizer for Clarissa Shields vs. Kay Scott. Let's talk boxing. Ray J vs. Orlando Brown. Key facts: opponent, Orlando Brown. Result, unanimous decision. Scheduled distance, 3 rounds. Event, Clarissa Shields vs. That's the read. Watch the tape, ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.